Ephesians chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of Yahweh, as dear children, and walk in love, as the Messiah also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh for a sweet-smelling savor. But for fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becomes saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, or jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, or unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of the Messiah and of Yahweh. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Be not then therefore partakers with them, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in Yahweh. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the sovereign. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and the Messiah shall give you light. See then that you walk diligently, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the sovereign is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the sovereign, giving thanks always for all things to Yahweh the Father in the name of our Master, Yahshua the Messiah, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Messiah. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Master, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as the Messiah is the head of the assembly, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the assembly is subject to the Master, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as the Messiah also loved the assembly and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself an honorable assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Messiah the assembly. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they, too, shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning the Messiah and the assembly. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. End of chapter 5.